Well, this is a treat. We have Al Michaels from NBC Sports and First Things First. Welcome back to Houston. How long has it been for you?
I was just trying to think about that the other night. I think the last time we did a football game here would have been 94, and it might have been Jeff Fisher's first game as the coach of the Oilers. He had taken over toward the end of the season. They were something like 2-10 at that point, playing the Giants on Monday Night Football. And then we didn't do the Oilers again until, I think, the Super Bowl. By that time, of course, they're in Nashville. And then I think in 04 I was here. I was actually doing the NBA for a couple of years and did a Lakers-Rockets playoff game. So, but it's funny because in all of the years I did baseball, I would be here a lot and came here a lot for other events as well, for football. And we were here a lot for Monday night in the late 80s and early 90s. So it's been a long time. Kind of fun to be back.
It's good to have you back, and you've been watching some practice. What are your first impressions of this squad?
Well, first of all, watching them as I have on tape for the entire season, I went back and watched all of the games. I mean, clearly it's a team that you knew last year was a team on the rise. And, you know, the way they finished the season, despite not having Matt Schaub and having all of the injuries that they had, and to beat Cincinnati and to kind of give Baltimore a run for the money with a third-string quarterback last year, you knew they were a team on the rise. And so we at NBC, we knew that the Texans were a team to watch this year, which is part of the reason that the Texans are on twice, because we get you again at Chicago in 3 weeks or so. I think it's your next road game. So everybody's kind of had their eyes on the Texans. And not that we're not surprised that they're 5-0, but I mean, to think they're still one of the undefeated teams in the league at this point, just two of them, is pretty good. So I'm looking forward to this game.
Yeah, one of the main reasons why they're undefeated at this point, J.J. Watt, the defensive end, doing some fantastic things. Does he remind you of anybody you've seen in your experience?
Well, you know, you're always thinking about other people. It's a good question. I haven't really thought about that, but I mean, he's just a guy that he's one of those guys that you can't miss him. And what's great is that not only is he an impact player and a guy who's involved in a lot of plays, but he wears a number that you want to look at. 99 is a great number to have. You know, it's like when Wayne Gretzky was playing hockey, and as great as Wayne was, you just couldn't miss him because there's 99 out there. So I think of Watt in those terms. It's better than having, you know, being like 78 or something, even though Bruce Smith did pretty well with the number 78. So you know, you can't miss the guy. He's in the middle of the action. This is going to be a lot of fun just to watch. Mike, you know, it's a good question to who do you compare him to, but I think I've got to see him play a few more games.
Well, we'd love to go about 7-8 more hours with you, but we know how busy you are. We appreciate the time. Thanks
All right,
so much.
Drew, my pleasure. Looking forward to the game. Thanks.